Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Friday, June 27th. I'm your presenter, Arlene Gregoire. In our headline stories this evening, two new candidates added to United Workers Party slate. In news from the region, St. Lucia Press Secretary accused of naked propaganda. And internationally, landmines, United States tell Mozambique, submit of ban plans. The news is brought to you compliments of Belfast Estate Limited, Quartz Dominica Limited, Burton & Company Limited, and The Orange Media. Details of these stories and more coming right up.
Red Cap Rum is one of Belfast Estate's finest rum blend. Maho Whiskey, as it is locally called, is enjoyed by many in every corner of Dominica. Red Cap Rum is a blend of specially selected aged alcohols combined with other ingredients, creating an unexpected, smooth and unmatched blend. This outstanding refreshing flavor can be the base of many cocktails and can be mixed with lemon lime, classic cola, or with your favorite sorrel or orange juice for a Red Cap Rum surprise. Red Cap Rum delivers an extraordinary opportunity to share flavor and fun in any party or occasion. Red Cap Rum, drink it, but don't abuse it.
Enjoy the world's best with the latest in digital technology from Quartz. Shop at Quartz today, and you can get two tickets to the ultimate lime to watch the final game in style. So enjoy the world's best, only at Quartz, bringing value home.
Hi, I'm Akeem. I was arrested when I was 16 and sent to jail for stealing a skateboard from my neighbor. I spent a year behind bars, and I made a lot of good friends there too. Guys who were there for stealing, rape, stabbing, even murder. Well, now I'm 21 and I'm doing some time for robbing a store and wounding the shop owner as well.
If only Akeem was given a second chance through a program of reform. Let us deal with juvenile delinquency differently so we can have children who truly change for good. Reformed, reaccepted, and reunited with a community that loves without judgment. The Juvenile Justice Reform Project, a new path to changing lives for good. Funded by USAID and the OECS Secretariat.
I am at the corner of Independence Street and Kennedy Avenue at Burton & Company, the electric shop. Hello, Roy. Tell me about your new inverter technology air conditioning units.
Burton & Company supply the new efficient inverter technology. Affordable air conditioning unit. No overcooling, low starting current, and low running cost. With an estimated monthly saving of $200. We offer on-site visit, estimates and complete installation by our trained technicians, providing quality products and professional service. After sales service and maintenance are important, and all available at Burton and Company.
Thank you, Roy. Come see what's new at Burton and Company,
the electric shop.
And welcome back to your evening news package. The St. Martin's Primary School has topped this year's Grade 6 National Assessment. Danielle Rivera, a student of the school, secured a first place in the exams, while Janae Rabes, also of the St. Martin's Primary School, placed a second. Alicia Roberts of the Convent Prep placed a third, and Ludovic Robinson of the Roosevelt Douglas Primary School placed a fourth, with Kelsey Anthony of the St. Martin's Primary School placing fifth. Chief Education Officer Melina Fountain announced the results at a press conference on a Friday.
On the basis of this year's results, government has decided to award scholarships to all students who obtained 4 grade A's or 3 A's and 1 B, or 3 A's and 1 C, or 2 A's and 2 B's. Bursaries are to be awarded to those students who obtained the equivalent of 4 B's, or better, but did not qualify for the award of scholarship. On this basis, 80 students were awarded scholarships and 117 were awarded bursaries. The amount allocated to scholars and bursars for textbooks and stationery is 500 for scholars and 300 for bursars. We come to the top performing students for the 2014 examinations. Donnell Riviere of St. Martin's School Primary. Janet Rabes of St. Martin's Primary, number two. Number three, Alicia Roberts of the Convent Prep. Number four, Ludovic Robinson of the Roosevelt Douglas Primary School. And number five, Kelsey Anthony of St. Martin's Primary.
1,069 students at the examination on May 29th and 30th of 2014. Other top performing schools include the Concord Primary and the Lighthouse Christian Academy. Top Grade 6 National Assessment performer Danielle Rivera says she is very excited about this news.
I'm excited. It's almost unbelievable. Well, I remember staying up till past midnight studying and going to bed at whatever time in the night, just reviewing over notes, doing homework, practicing, really trying hard. I knew I tried my best on my exam.
Top performer Danielle Rivera. Graduates of the Casbrew Secondary Schools have been told that an absentee father should not determine the outcome of their future. This message came from principal of the Casbrew Secondary School, Octavia Alfred, as she addressed the graduation ceremony of 65 students on Friday.
To those of you who felt that because your father was absent, you had to do all foolish shit and blame it on his absence, I tell you, it is over. Over, like finish, done, finito. You have no excuse for doing foolishness. You cannot behave badly and think we will blame it on the absence of your father. You know better now. Come on, forgive him and grow up to be a better man than Mister. Let him go now. Let him go now for all the hurt and all the pain and grow up. All of you, go ahead and continue to be people of excellence. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Be proactive. Begin with the end in mind. Let go of the past hurt and pains. Think positive. Always do your best, even when you are not being supervised. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. You have learned how to succeed at Casbrew Secondary. Go on and continue to shine.
Meantime, former Casbrew MP Lauren Bannis Roberts has called on the graduates to take advantage of the educational opportunities available to them when she gave the feature address at the ceremony.
Take advantage of the opportunities as you continue on this journey. There are many before you who did not have that opportunity that you now have. In the recent past, only 7% of our graduates had access to college education in Dominica. Today, 87% of our graduates have access to college education. This means that if we do the maths, Only five students from this class of 2014 would move on to the Dominica State College. Believe it or not, today, 57 of you can now move on to the Dominica State College. You will have access in various degrees. So do not get derailed on your journey.
The valedictorian was Luann Lawrence, while Student of the Year went to Kenesia Serafin. The United Workers Party has added two new candidates to its slate of candidates to contest the next general election. They are Felix Thomas for the Maho constituency and Alex Birmingham for the Vacas constituency. Thomas, a civil engineer, replaces former United Workers' Party Senator Ronald Isidore. Isidore's candidacy was withdrawn last month. The party revealed that Isidore's behavior was contrary to the party's commitment to truth, togetherness, and an effective teamwork, as such resulted in his withdrawal. Party leader Lennox Linton says the management committee of the United Workers' Party has also accepted the recommendation of Alex Birmingham, a tourism development and hospitality expert, as the party's candidate for the Vacas constituency. Party leader Lennox Linton made the disclosure at a press conference on Thursday.
Today, we advise that the Constituency Association has recommended to the management committee, the executive of the party has agreed that Felix Thomas, engineer, civil engineer, from the village of Maho, will be the candidate for the United Workers Party in the Maho. We have also, at the level of the management committee of the party, accepted the recommendation of the constituency association of the Vacas branch that Alex Birmingham, tourism development and hospitality expert, will be the next representative for the United Workers Party team Dominica in the Vacas.
Meantime, Thomas says his vision is to see Maho become the third commercial and industrial center of Dominica.
My vision for development of the Maho constituency is to see Maho become the third commercial and industrial center of Dominica. This will ensure that there will be enough good jobs for the people of the Maho constituency. The Maho constituency is one of the largest constituencies of Dominica. It consists of the hamlets of Warner, Massa, Jaru, Campbell, Kingfield, River Estate, Desport, Sylvania, and Corona. Maho is very strategically located for business, agriculture, sport, and entertainment. Along with Team Dominica, I said I intend to create an integrated development plan for the various hamlets. The pillars of the Maho plan will be agriculture, tourism, industrial development, shipping and port development, ICT, entertainment and sport.
Creation of jobs and the re-establishment of sports in the Vacas constituency has also been outlined as two of the focuses of the new United Workers Party candidate for that constituency, Alex Birmingham. Recognizing the theater and the arts as a viable career opportunity, chairman of the Dominica Literary Festival says the Dominican schools are not training students for this career path. Organizers of the Dominica Literary Festival say they are hopeful that during its 2014 celebration of local and Caribbean literature, the organization can partner with schools around the island to spark an interest in literature and writing amongst the island's youth. However, playwright and chairman of the Dominica Literary Festival, Dr. Alwyn Bully, says that this may be difficult as schools on the island no longer engage students in the field of the arts. He notes that only one out of the 15 high schools on the island has entered students to sit the theater component of the Caribbean Examination Council examinations, and that drama clubs have become a thing of the past in Dominican schools.
You know, when you speak with them who are interested in acting, of course, heading for film and television, see them doing the groundwork by having drama clubs and learning the rudiments of theatre, writing and acting and directing for theatre. That is lacking, that's terribly lacking. For example, CXC offers theatre arts as a course, and I think There's only one school, I think it's a Fairchild Secondary School, who has ever submitted candidates for the theater arts program. They've been in for the last 2 years. I don't think any other school on the island has. So recognizing theater and acting as a career choice, we're not really preparing the students for that. It's something that's very popular. Everybody wants to be on screen and wants to be in the movies and that kind of thing. We're not training them for it, and we're not opening that up as an option.
Bullies of the view that the Dominica education system needs to introduce a wider range of subject areas. He says the island is oversaturated with lawyers and doctors.
I think we have an overkill, especially in this area of law and the legal profession. I mean, we have a lot more lawyers than we really need. And every day another 5 or 6 are joining the ranks. While the other areas, viable areas of income, which have a lot of potential, but our students are not being prepared for them. So we need to take a sort of assessment of the situation and to re-estimate the situation where the numbers are considered in terms of how many students do which particular profession, to see if there could be a more equitable balance in the distribution of career choices.
Chairman of the Dominica Literary Festival, Dr. Alwyn Bully. United Workers Party hopeful for the St. Joseph constituency, Mornell Williams, has been chosen by the party executive to replace Senator Ronnie Isidore in the House of Assembly. The decision to replace Isidore came after United Workers Party President Ezekiel Bazil announced that Isidore's endorsement had been withdrawn due to a lack of trust and respect. Speaking during a party press conference on Friday, Williams says she is honored to have been selected to present the party as to represent the party as a senator in the House. Williams says she will bring a high level of debate to Parliament.
I am honored that my peers have selected me for appointment as a senator in the Parliament of Dominica. As I enter Parliament, I begin a new journey, but I am ready. I will be bringing a high level of debate to Parliament as I rise to make Parliament aware of the things that matter most to the people of Dominica, especially the women of Dominica and the people of the St. Joseph constituency. I came from humble beginnings.
United Workers Party hopeful for the St. Joseph constituency, Mornell Williams. And that was all local news for this evening. In news from the region, the St. Lucia Prime Minister's Press Secretary, Jada John-Pierre Emmanuel, has come under attack from local politicians for what is described as her naked propaganda. On a Monday, the Office of the Prime Minister released a statement entitled, IMF Recommends Reduction in St. Lucia's Wage Bill, referring to a press release on June 19, 2014 by the International Monetary Fund, outlining a discussion earlier in the month by the Executive Board of the IMF on the common policies of member countries of the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union. However, nowhere in the IMF release was St. Lucia mentioned, and neither did it make any specific recommendations to address the current situation with public service wage costs in St. Lucia, as the Prime Minister's office claimed. Melanius Alphonse of the St. Lucia's People's Movement, the LPM, described the Prime Minister's statement as a gross misrepresentation of the IMF release and the facts associated with the current situation faced by the government of St. Lucia. And internationally, the United States says it will no longer produce or buy any anti-personnel landmines. A White House statement also said it would not seek to replace expiring stockpiles of the weapon. The announcement came at a conference in Mozambique on the Ottawa Convention, a United Nations treaty banning landmines. The White House says it is moving towards signing the pact, but critics accuse the United States of not going far enough. They say it should ban landmine use immediately, commit to a target date for joining the United Nations treaty, and destroy its existing stocks. Several other world powers, including Russia and China, have also not signed the convention. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first a recap of the headlines. Two new candidates added to the United Workers' Party slate. In news from the region, St. Lucia Press Secretary accused of naked propaganda. And internationally, Landmiles United States sells Mozambique summit of ban plans. Once again, the news compliments Belfast Estates Limited, Courts Dominica Limited, Burton & Company Limited, and the Orange Media. If you missed any of the news packages, log on to the website at www.q95da.com. View the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. I am Arlene Gregor with the Q95 News team, wishing you a very pleasant evening.